It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our weekly program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here is Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We're recording this program a day early on Wednesday, November 22, and we're recording it at 10:13 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. We had a number of news items that we announced this week. One of them was that the Mississippi Department of Transportation has signed a contract with a contractor to begin construction of the pedestrian overpass that will be on Highway 90 just west of Kivett Street, which would put it right in front of MGM Park, and it's going to be able to help people get across Highway 90 whenever they're going to Shuckers games or other events at the facility. It's also going to be an ADA-compliant structure in that it will have a stairwell as well as elevators on both sides, north and south. What's interesting about this crosswalk is it's something that the City of Biloxi has talked about a long time, getting people from all of the hotels and the resorts south of the highway to our downtown area. While we have this one under construction there at Kivett Street, we're still in the works for having the second pedestrian overpass built over by the Watermark Hotel, which, of course, right now is under construction, the former Santa Maria, and it's going to go south to the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. It's looking like right now we could have two of these pedestrian walkways under construction at the same time. And that was one of the announcements. The other one is the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality has asked us to help publicize a program they have for the thousands of people who use, whether they're diabetics or whether they have any other health ailment, where they have to use syringes. There's now an easy way to dispose of those at a number of participating drugstores. What the DEQ wants to avoid is people taking these syringes and just throwing them in the trash, because they could become a hazard for people who are emptying the trash, or if a trash bag was to break, they would then be out into the street or on a public right-of-way where anyone could pick them up and maybe injure themselves. Those were two of the big announcements. We had a lot of other announcements this week besides the MDOT crosswalk and besides the DEQ. And finally joining us is Cecilia Dobbs Walton, the public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi. We had a number of announcements this week.
Yeah, we sure did. I just walked in. I went out and got some water and got called in the hallway. We had a lot of things going on this week.
Well, thank you, Cecilia. You did a wonderful job with that. William, was that a wealth of information for you?
I feel deeply inspired and awed by the depth and breadth of one's communication skills. And anyway, we'll continue.
Yeah, she did wonderful. The other big thing that we talked about was the Lighthouse Pier. Christy Labata, the city engineer, is now taking steps. Now that we've got all the debris picked up, we've got all of the things done that we needed to do from Hurricane Nate, which, by the way, was only 46 days ago. Mm-hmm. So what she's looking at now is trying to get through the permitting process to make the repairs to the Lighthouse Pier. To give you an idea what you got to go through with that, you've got to get a permit from the Department of Marine Resources, but you also have to have the approval of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You need to have a permit from the Mississippi Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and since it's in the shadow of the Biloxi Lighthouse, you got to have an okay from the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. So what Christie's looking to do is look at all of the approvals that have been granted in the past when we made repairs to that Lighthouse Pier and attach them to the application packet to the Department of Marine Resources. What she's hoping that'll do is speed up the process. We're not making any changes to the pier. We're doing the same things that we've done in the past. You've approved it in the past. We're hoping we can move forward with it now.
Kudos to her. What a very cool strategy.
Now, it is a cool strategy, but on the other hand, we have a project going on right now that we've talked about to upgrade the Lighthouse Park, or the Lighthouse parking lot south of the Biloxi Lighthouse. It's a big public parking lot, but it's never had a lot of organization to it. What we're doing is we're adding landscaping, we're adding parking bays, we're adding a protected area for the Biloxi tour train that operates there. And the thing that we think is going to make it visually appealing is we've removed the huge guardrail that served as such an impediment to people that would park there and want to just walk right out to the beach. So that project started a few months ago. It's scheduled to be completed in January. So Christy Labata, our city engineer, is well aware of the fact that we're going to be opening up that new parking lot, but the pier's not going to be finished yet. And so what she's looking to do is have that pier done well ahead of summertime. So it's very popular with fishermen and people who want to go down there and just enjoy a sunrise or a sunset. So as fast as she's working, she knows that there's still some coordination to be done there. The person who is down there all the time, who has an eye on what's going on around that area, and who has a lot of special events coming up here in the near term, is our historic manager, historic division manager, and the manager of the Biloxi Visitor Center, Bill Raymond. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Vincent.
How much did I screw up your title?
Oh, it's fine. They'll figure it out. You know, you can call me anything, just don't call me late for dinner.
You've got to be excited about what you see happening outside your front door, and you probably can't wait till it's done.
Yeah, that parking lot across the street has always been a mess. So the fact that they're adding additional landscaping, and really, you know, we've done everything on the north side to really improve that area. The south side had just been left. So I think it's just going to help tie that whole area together, and it's really going to make a destination for people.
People can see the progress every day when they pass by there. Now, the other thing they could see if they were passing by that area yesterday is something that goes back to 1950, and it was an idea you had, and it all goes back to a Joe Moran photo.
Yeah, it is our annual Christmas decoration, which we started, I think we're back to... It actually was the original photograph was from 1963. So the first time we put it up was in 2013 on the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it ever since because everyone's really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, it got stolen one year from us, but we got it back and we were able to reuse it. And it is hung now and ready to be lit, which we'll have our lighting ceremony, which is our official kickoff for Christmas in Biloxi. It's going to be on the Thursday, November 30th. We'll gather at 5:30 with the official lighting be right at 6 o'clock. So,
right when it gets dark. Now, that's going to be on Thursday, November 30th, but anybody who has ever been on Facebook, I think they have come across photos by this guy named Alex North. You have another special event coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, this is our fifth year of doing this. Alex North puts out a calendar of his photographs every year. It's always a sellout, a huge event, huge seller for him, and it brings a lot of people into the visitor center. So we're going to do a calendar sign, and Alex will be on site from 2 to 4 on Sunday. We'll have refreshments there. You'll get a chance to meet Alex. And you're right. Anybody that's been on Facebook, has any connection with Biloxi, you've seen Alex's pictures. In addition to also doing his calendar, this year on our lighthouse ornament, we're featuring a photograph of the Biloxi Lighthouse taken by Alex North. Mm-hmm. And what really fascinates me with Alex is he is a great wildlife photographer, and this is a sideline for him, but the fact is he's got these beautiful multicolored pictures, and he is completely colorblind. So he can't see those colors, but the photos are so vivid and just really alive, and everyone loves his work, and he's probably one of our best-selling artists in our gift shop.
Okay, William, she's had some time to gain some composure. And I think now she is going to come out of the who was the great mime? The great mime?
Oh, what's his name? The French guy. That's it, Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel Marceau joins us.
Which I have no idea who in the world that is.
You said you had something you wanted to say. Now's the time.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the ornament that Bill Raymond already said, which is at the Biloxi Visitor Center. And it's a limited edition. It's available at the Biloxi Visitor Center, but it'll also be available at the Holiday Open House that's coming up at the Biloxi Visitor Center?
Yes. It'll be at the Holiday Open House, and we'll also have it, I'll have a booth set up at the Christmas in the City, which is going to be on the 2nd of December from 9 to 4. We'll be over at the Mardi Gras Museum. I will have the Alex North calendars. I'll have our limited edition Christmas ornaments from the lighthouse. And we'll also have our annual Christmas shirts that we do for Biloxi. You know, and one of the things we try to do is support local artists. So everything we do, we try to engage a local artist. Like on our ornaments, we engaged Alex North to help design that. And our T-shirts were actually designed by a local graphic artist, Karen Bryant, who's also an editor and writer, and really has a great eye. She's the one that designed all of our lighthouse shirts and our Biloxi map and state map shirts. But she designed this year's Christmas shirt, and it's kind of a takeoff on the ugly Christmas sweater, and really is cute. It features the Biloxi lighthouse, the shrimp, there's crabs. It's got everything on there.
And you're wearing that today. It's red, and the design is on the front, which I really like, having the design on the front. How much are those at the visitor center?
The shirts are $20 each, and we also did aprons with them, and we did youth-size shirts, which we normally don't do, but for Christmas, we always do youth-size shirts so that families can come in and get shirts for everybody.
Does Karen Bryant really have that much talent?
I think she does. I think, you know, in everything that she's done for us so far, the lighthouse shirts, mm-hmm, with the lighthouse logo and the city map shirts, those have been a huge success. We have to keep reordering those because we sell out as soon as we get them in.
I kid. I know that she's got a long history. I knew the writing and the editing stuff she had done and continues to do, but I had no idea about the graphic artist stuff. You have a really relevant question, William Sackett.
Yes, and I want to commend our historical administrator, Mr. Bill Raymond. How many podcasts we have had here at City Hall with with harbor masters and all kinds of people, etc. And I always bring up about steam and steam vessels. And someone said, "Oh, there was one that used to be at back of the harbor, and we couldn't dig it out. There used to be a funnel. And what is it? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I really don't know, and I don't have a clue," was always everyone's answer. I run into Bill this morning before the podcast. I ask him about this. I always do that. And his answer was beautiful. So let Bill share what I've been talking about on these shows for all these years. He now knows what it is.
Okay, you know, Biloxi has been a tourist destination since well before the Civil War. And that was before we had train service coming between Mobile and New Orleans. So the way people got from New Orleans and got out of the city during the summertime, the hot time, they would take a packet boat, which was a steamboat. They would take it over to Biloxi and spend a few days over here, and then go back to New Orleans. Well, one of those packet boats was actually parked in the harbor behind where the old Biloxi Yacht Club used to be, which is now the Commercial Harbor, and right behind the Hard Rock Casino parking garage. Well, one of the packet boats was there, and while it was unloaded, the people were out enjoying Biloxi, the boat caught on fire and actually burned to the waterline, and the rest of the boat sank, and it sat on the bottom of that harbor, and parts of it are still there today.
Well, thank you, Bill. I feel I now feel whole about the story.
I'm so glad that you've gotten that answered, because Cecilia and I were just, every time you bring it up, I'm so glad you found somebody that knew that obscure fact.
Well, now let's hope that William doesn't go in the water and try to find the parts that are left.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remember, the engine could still be good.
Okay, we've had so much fun today on the show. In all sincerity, we want to remind people that with the Thanksgiving holiday, the City of Biloxi non-emergency offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holidays. Bill, what do y'all do at the Visitor Center on Thanksgiving? Are y'all open or closed?
We're actually closed Thanksgiving Day, but we'll be open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll go back to our regular, normal 8 to 5 operating hours.
So the only time you're closed is going to be on Thursday. All non-emergency offices, though, will be closed on Thursday and Friday. We also want to remind people that the recycling, garbage, and trash pickup that would have occurred on Thursday normally is going to occur on Friday. If your pickup day was Thursday, it's going to happen on Friday. For those whose pickup days were on Friday, they're going to be moved to Saturday. So garbage and trash and recycling pickup will just be pushed back one day in the City of Biloxi. And finally, as people are going out doing all their Christmas shopping and so forth, Cecilia Dobbs Walton is going to be publishing today on the City's YouTube page a pretty important video from Police Chief John Miller.
Yes, John Miller met with us, and we put a video together with all the safety tips, which he kind of spoke a little bit last week on the podcast, just to remind people while you're out shopping, just some safety tips to do when you're holding a holiday party, when you're buying gifts. So make sure you check out our YouTube page later on this afternoon.
A lot of the normal stuff that you would expect to see on there is there. Be aware of your surroundings, et cetera. When you go to an ATM, make sure to look at your surroundings. But some things that generally people don't think about, one of them is deciding whenever you're walking up to your car or when you're parking, what's one of the things you should look out for? Your dad tells you every year.
Yes, he does. He tells me a lot of these every year. Do not unlock the doors till you get right up at the car where you can open it and put it in. When you put items in the car, maybe put them in the trunk where people can't see so they won't break in. Other things are like, well, when shopping, just don't wear a lot of jewelry and everything. Make sure if you don't need to carry a purse, don't carry a purse, because pickpocketers will be able to pick the pocket.
What about tinted windows?
And that's also another good thing that Biloxi Chief John Miller had mentioned. Whenever you park, make sure you don't park next to a vehicle with dark tinted windows, or even large vehicles, to where you'll kind of be hidden to the public whenever you go to the car, because then that will make you a target for would-be criminals to go after the items that you have.
A lot of common sense stuff, but he actually threw in a couple of things that we don't normally think about. And so the video is how long?
It's a little over 3 minutes. It has a good bit of information. John Miller's talking. He also has the points on the screen, so you can read as you listen, just to give you all those tips, just to be aware and to be safe this holiday season.
When she starts talking, though, she can really have an impact, right?
She's on a roll.
Oh, yeah. Bill, anything else you wanted to let anybody know?
I just want to remind everybody that we will be open on Friday for Black Friday, and then Saturday we are actually participating in the Small Business Saturday. So you're looking for Christmas presents, you want to shop local, and you want to support local artists, come by the Visitor Center and check out our gift shop.
Besides the Deborah Jordan Sackett artwork and glasses that you have down there, what is the big sellers in the gift shop?
We actually have the Oysters by Pearl. She makes oyster trees and oyster flowers. That's probably one of our largest sellers. We have jewelry from, I think, Maurice Mayor, Katina Krause, Kay Hudson. We have lots of different local artists. Judy Fayard, her stuff is in our shop. And, you know, years ago she had her own shop, but now we keep a good selection of her stuff in there. So people looking for that perfect Christmas item and looking for something local that reminds them of Biloxi, come by and see us.
You were intimately involved in the construction of the Visitor Center, the planning of the Visitor Center, and eventually the Visitor Center manager. Did you think this gift shop would be as popular as it is?
No, actually, we've actually expanded the gift shop. I've had to take them some closets and stuff to try to expand it. And really, if I'd known how popular it would have been, we would have probably doubled or tripled the size of what we have right now.
And also, I think this is pretty cool that you have at the Visitor Center. It's kind of history of Biloxi. Whenever you go, I know after you tour the lighthouse in the summertime when it's hot, or when you're walking around, you can go in and get a Barks root beer.
Oh, yeah, and it's Barks in the bottle. It's not just a can Barks. It's actually Barks in the original bottle there's very few places you can get it that way.
And that is very important to people, isn't it? The people in the know, the bottle.
Oh, yeah, they come in, you know, and everybody says, oh, it tastes so different when it's out of the bottle. That's the only way to drink Barks root beer.
I have to agree with that. I have to agree.
Okay, William Sackett, we're going to leave it up to you to just say whatever it is you want to say to close out the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Vincent and Celia and Bill Raymond and yours truly, we wish you a safe and wonderful family. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for listening. This has been City Desk.